Here's your midday brief for Friday, July 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Several drug makers are betting that messenger RNA vaccine technology used to fight the coronavirus could also be effective in battling the seasonal flu. Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline, and Pfizer are all working on mRNA shots against the flu, which they say could be quicker and cheaper to make than traditional shots. But there are challenges to overcome. mRNA vaccines require ultra-cold storage and in very rare cases can result in severe side effects. Sales of plug-in electric vehicles in the U.S. more than doubled in the first half of 2021 compared with last year when the pandemic weighed on sales. That far outpaced the 29% rise for total vehicle sales, according to research firm Ward's Intelligence. The biggest factor driving the gains was Tesla, whose Model Y crossover SUV has quickly become the company's top seller since it was introduced last year. And a South Korean mountain climber who became the first disabled person to scale the world's 14 tallest mountains is missing. 56-year-old Kim Hong-bin fell down a crevasse this week while making his descent on the Himalaya's Broad Peak Mountain along the China-Pakistan border. His precise whereabouts and if he survived the fall are unknown. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.